Aurora, The Last Iceberg, Part 2.
Many years had passed since Aman's first school project. The little boy who once dreamed of saving the planet had grown into Dr. Aman Mehra, a passionate environmental scientist known for his innovative climate solutions. His childhood friends from the Green Team were now researchers, teachers, and environmental journalists. Together, they had started an organization called Planet Pulse, which worked with children worldwide to teach the importance of protecting the nature. On a chilly evening, as Aman reviewed satellite images of the polar regions, he noticed something unusual, a faint, isolated, white shape in the Arctic Ocean. It looked like a tiny fragment of ice drifting alone. Could it be Aurora, the last iceberg? He whispered to himself. The next morning, Aman received an email from the Global Polar Research Center in Norway stating, "Dear Dr. Mehra, we've discovered an unusually resilient iceberg fragment in the Arctic Circle. Its composition is unique. It had survived warmer waters longer than expected. Would you like to join our upcoming expedition to study it?" Aman smiled, his eyes glistening. "Yes," he whispered. "I'm coming, Aurora," he said to himself just after he finished reading the email. After weeks of planning, Aman and his team, including his childhood friends Meera, Rahul, and Jia, boarded an icebreaker ship named Northern Spirit. The air was crisp and biting, and the world around them shimmered like glass. Blue glaciers floated silently, and seals bobbed near the ship's wake. As they neared the Arctic Circle, the caption called out, "Prepare to meet the last iceberg." And there it was, Aurora, much smaller now, yet dazzlingly beautiful. Her surface sparkled with sunlight, her edges transparent like crystal tears. For a moment, everyone stood in awe. But Aman felt something deeper, a warmth of recognition, like just meeting an old friend. "Hello again," he whispered under his breath. Meera laughed. "Talking to an ice now, Mr. Professor?" she said, while Aman smiled mysteriously. Maybe she's listening. The team set up their research camp nearby. As night fell, the sky suddenly exploded into ribbons of green and violet. Yes, it was the Northern Lights. While the others took photos, Aman sat near Aurora, the last iceberg, watching the colors dance above. The wind hummed softly through the ice, and then, faintly, like a memory carried by the breeze, he heard her voice. "Aman, you came?" His eyes widened. "Yes," he whispered. "I promised I'd help." Aurora's voice was softer now, also older. The world had changed since we last met. Some places heal, others hurt, but hope still breathes in trees, in rivers, in children who plant seeds, said Aurora, the last iceberg, to Aman. Aman felt tears sighting his eyes. "We are trying. People are waking up. We are building solar cities, cleaning oceans, but it's still not enough," he said. Aurora glowed faintly under the moon. Every ripple counts. Even a drop of kindness cools the fire. Her words echoed in the air, just like music. Aman sat silently, listening until the night faded into dawn. While they were still researching, the very next day, dark clouds rolled across the horizon. The captain frowned. "A polar storm. We need to secure the camp," he said. Winds howled, snow whipped against their faces, and the ship's anchor strained against the waves. Aurora groaned as the sea churned around her. Chunks of ice broke away and crashed into the water. Aman shouted over the roar, "We can't let her drift apart." Rahul grabbed his arm. "She's an iceberg, Aman. We can't save her." But Aman refused to give up. "We'll document everything. Her last moments will teach the world something we all need to learn desperately." With cameras and sensors, they recorded the event as Aurora slowly began to crack, her glowing surface dimming with each wave. Amid the chaos, Aman heard her voice again, faint but steady. "Do not weep for me, little one. Ice melts to become water, and water flows to give life again." And then, with a deep echoing sigh, Aurora, the iceberg's peak, collapsed into the ocean, sending a shimmering spray into the air like a farewell blessing. Hours later, the storm calmed, leaving only silence and the gentle rhythm of the waves. The next morning, as the sky cleared, the team examined the water where Aurora, the last iceberg, had stood. Meera gasped. Aman, look! Beneath the surface, glowing faintly in blue water, were tiny little crystals, fragments of Aurora's core. They pulsed softly as if they were alive. Gia collected samples and ran a quick scan. These crystals contain microbubbles of ancient air, perfectly preserved. It's like she's giving us a message from the past. Aman smiled. Maybe she is. Back at the research station, the analysis revealed something incredible. Within those bubbles were traces of the purest air the earth once had, untouched by pollution. Aman decided to preserve the sample in a special capsule, calling it Aurora's Breath. It became a symbol of purity, a reminder of what the world could return to. When Aman returned home, news of Aurora's last stand spread worldwide. His documentary, The Last Iceberg Lives On, went viral. Children everywhere wrote letters saying they wanted to plant trees, reduce plastic, and protect animals. Schools started Aurora clubs where kids learned about climate and kindness. In one such school in India, a little girl named Diya watched Aman's film with wide eyes. That night, she wrote in her diary, "When I grow up, I'll make the earth smile again." And so, the cycle began anew, one child at a time, one promise after another. It was again 10 years later, Aman, older, grayer, but still full of light, returned to the Arctic once more. This time, the landscape was completely different than what he had seen few years ago. There were still glaciers, but also signs of life, moss growing on new rocks, seabirds nesting in safety, and clean research zones powered entirely by renewable energy. Standing by the icy waters, Aman opened the small glass capsule of Aurora's Breath. The ancient air within drifted gently into the cold wind. He whispered, "You live on, old friend, in every drop, every leaf, every heart." A faint shimmer appeared on the horizon, the northern lights glowing softly like a smile. And though No one else heard it. Aman felt the whisper return. Thank you, little one. The earth remembers.